Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. The way this podcast works couldn't be more simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. And remember, the more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to listen every night, wherever you get your podcasts, so you never miss a good night's rest. Now I hope you're doing well as you listen tonight. It's a very difficult time right now for a lot of us. Life feels a bit like it's on standstill in a lot of ways, but I hope that you've had a pleasant day, whatever it brought your way. One thing I've really been enjoying is exploring my local area over the last few weeks. Me and my other half are still pretty new to the county that we're now living in, and I guess that when life is at its normal pace and you're busier with numerous other things going on. But with all these restrictions being in place, it has given us the opportunity to see more of our local area and to realise how incredibly lucky we are. There's an abundance of soul-nourishing countryside that makes for some great walking routes, and there are lots of incredibly quaint and picturesque villages. The types with a kind, close-knit community feel, and beautiful green spaces, maybe a bit of farmland here and there, and just one or two local pubs and shops that the whole village tend to use. And best of all, those quintessential British cottages that evoke so much charm and character. And in fact, I've lost count of how many times we've said that's the dream when exploring these places over the past few weeks. And as with a lot of the stories you hear on Get Sleepy, you can visualise many of the same sights and sounds witnessed by our writers and narrators. Nothing beats storytelling from real experiences and honest perspectives. And there's so much beauty in the world, and we are so grateful that you allow us to bring it to life through these bedtime stories. Speaking of which, tonight's episode, read by Abby, will take us on a serene adventure as we float along the life-giving waters of the Mekong River Delta in Southeast Asia. We'll sample the delicious foods and see the fantastic sights that make this one of the world's most remarkable habitats. But first, let's just take a short moment to get ourselves feeling cozy and calm. If it works well for you, then begin by taking some nice, deep breaths. Slowing the pace a little and filling your lungs right up. If you prefer to maintain your natural rhythm of breath, that's just fine. Now, just let your mind drift naturally and without too much force to a place of serenity. Visualize somewhere that tends to bring you a comforting sense of peace and relaxation. It can be somewhere you've been, somewhere you'd like to go, or it can be somewhere completely made up. For me, it's a walk in the fresh air of the open countryside. For some, it might be a quiet corner of a cafe or a library. Perhaps it's within your own home or garden. It might even be where you are right now, lying peacefully in bed. Wherever your mind drifts to, just take some time to watch, to listen, to feel, and to sense that soothing notion of contentment that washes over your whole body. This is your happy place, and it's always reachable in the eye of your mind. As you picture yourself here, you can let your body relax and become heavy. Your muscles sink further into your bed. And as you make your way towards a restful sleep, you can allow your mind to drift along the peaceful waters of the Mekong River.
The sun hasn't risen yet, and the ground is covered with an early morning fog as you board a small wooden boat, with rows of seats floating on the edge of a wide brown river. You exhale as you sit down and enjoy the water, gently rocking you from side to side as you look out through the pale morning light. The waters are still and quiet. Your guide is a local, an older man with a beaming smile, who has floated these waters his entire life. The narrow bow of the boat points towards an endless maze of waterways. As you set off from the river's edge, the soft sound of water lapping against the boat adds to the slowly building chorus. You hear the tweeting of the river birds and feel the light morning breeze brush against your skin. The boat wanders through natural canals formed between areas of dense plant life. You notice the shadows of mangrove trees, their branches stretched out over the river. Every so often, the dense plant life fades, revealing low, flat land covered in rice fields. As you hear the birds talking to one another, you wonder if you might see some of the rare ones of this region. Perhaps you'll spot the long, grey body and red head of the endangered Sarus crane, or the spotted Bengal florican. The boat continues rocking along as the sky starts to find its colour. Pale pinks, yellows, and blues meet your eyes as the canal widens, and a floating market reveals itself before you. The boat floats under a narrow bridge. To your left, you can see the land market, a collection of vendors selling fresh fruits and vegetables, homemade goods and Vietnamese dishes. To your right, across the full expanse of the wide brown river, rows of rice fields fade into the distance. In front of you, floating in the middle of the river, is a massive collection of boats, some big, some small, but most about the size of your boat. Many are tethered together into groups. It's early and some vendors are still arriving. As you approach, you begin to hear the soft chatter of friends sharing a morning welcome. This is the Kai Rang Floating Market, the largest of its kind in the Mekong Delta. It's been in operation as a trade post in this area for over 100 years. As your boat enters, you smell fresh fruit, herbs and hearty rice noodle soup. You weave through the market, through and among an ever-shifting array of boats. Many people are eating breakfast, steaming bowls of broth with beef, noodles and herbs, and a soothing cup of tea. Eating here seems a bit trickier with the constant rocking of the boat. But the locals are experts at it and manage to maintain friendly conversation while doing so. Each boat has a flagpole advertising the goods they have for sale. You admire them as you pass by, the way they are anchored to the boat, tying the river to the sky. You hear splashes in the water as the boats carefully motor around each other, searching for whatever it is they seek. Your boat pulls up to one collection of vendors with a variety of fresh fruits. Here, in Southeast Asia, where temperatures are warm and water is abundant, the fruits are some of the best in the world. Pineapple is the one you're after, and the smell of the juicy fruit hits you before you can even see its bright yellow core. You take a bite, enjoying the freshness and feeling the sweetness on your tongue. Meanwhile, your guide has acquired a local herbal tea. It's the best tea in the world, he says with a smile as he passes you a cup. And he's not wrong. Its bright floral taste is something you've never experienced before. The aroma reminds you of a flowery glade. After a snack and a fresh drink, it's time to leave the now bustling market. There's much more to see and long stretches of river to cover. Your boat leaves the wide area of the river where the market lives and turns into a small canal lined with palm trees. Instantly, the scene changes. The rumble of boat engines is replaced by the rustling of palm fronds. The water is a calm and murky brown. Layers of green overhead blur into each other as you lean back, letting the leafy colours melt into the blue of the sky. The sun is rising ever higher near its midday peak. You go through periods of sun and shade as you meander along this winding waterway. The alternating warmth and coolness are soothing on your skin. Farmers and local villagers wave at your boat from quaint houses as you pass by. You feel completely at ease in this place. Everyone is so friendly. You rock with the water, listening to the birds and insects going about their day around you. Occasionally, there's a splash of water from a fish. You turn into an even smaller canal, and the water is completely yours now. You look out over the murky brown river for another boat or any sign of humans. Nothing. There is an earthy scent here that has an innately pleasing quality. It makes you feel grounded. The absence of any human disruption is evident. It feels calm and peaceful here, floating down the canal, with only the sounds of nature and your own breathing to fill your ears. The smells of flowers and the mangrove forest waft towards you as you relax on the water. You inhale the floral scents and feel your breath merge with the humid air as you exhale. After a while, floating down the river, your guide anchors the boat to a small planked dock. You stand and step out of the boat, noticing the change as your feet hit solid ground. You walk up a small path that turns into a winding dirt road. Gravel and fallen banana leaves absorb the weight of each footstep. You're closer now to the palm and mangrove trees, close enough to touch, and your breath becomes even deeper, even slower, being this close to nature. After a few minutes of walking down the quiet path, you arrive at a small, family-run rice factory. The wooden-framed building houses a smiling couple, throwing patties of rice around like dough in a pizza parlour. On the other side of the workshop lies a never-ending expanse of rice paddies. The couple shows you how rice noodles are made, like the ones you saw in the market. First, they pour rice into a big urn and grind it into flour. You watch as the machine, quiet as a mouse, makes mesmerizing movements. The blade circles round and round in a barrel, grinding the rice into smaller and smaller pieces until all that's left is powder. Next, they mix the flour with water and pour the mixture onto a large hot pan using a coconut shell as a ladle. It's almost like they're making a giant crepe. After just a few minutes, the mixture is properly cooked. It's now a gelatinous patty, which is removed with a flat bat and placed on a woven bamboo shelf to dry in the sun. As you watch the rice patties dry, you're reminded of the warm feeling of the sun on your skin when you were floating on the river. To show you the last stage of rice noodle production, the man carries a dried rice patty over to the noodle maker, which looks something like a loom. The patties are threaded through the machine, and with the turn of a wheel, they come out the other side, like long strips of spaghetti. Now it's time to taste what these noodles are like in a dish. The couple brings out a bowl filled with rice noodles, vegetables, and broth. It is deliciously light and refreshing. As you eat in the shade and look out over the rice fields, you realize how special this experience is. Nowadays, it's not often that you get to eat food next to the field where it grew. When you finish, it's time to leave the rice factory. You thank the happy couple and follow your guide back down the winding path you came in on. The sun is fully up in the sky now. You walk along the shaded side of the path, appreciating the coolness it offers. The best is when a light breeze brushes through your hair, refreshing your skin. Back at the dock, you reboard the boat and set off once again over the calm, murky waters. You recline in your seat and begin to lose your thoughts in the maze of narrow canals on the way to your next destination. Your guide brings up the canopy of the boat, letting you rest in the shade as you continue the journey. With the afternoon sun high in the sky, everything around you comes into clear view. You pass by pink lotus flowers floating atop the surface of the river. They're like a burst of colour against the muted brown water. The ripples from your boat send them slowly drifting apart, only to gather once again after you pass. You can hear the quiet laughs of monkeys and see them swing from branch to branch, swaying in the breeze, rocking back and forth, just like your boat. Houses balance on stilts wading into the water, as families who have lived in the area for generations hang out their laundry. You watch clothes ruffle in the wind and dry in the heat of the sun. The Mekong is the 12th longest river in the world. It flows across 6 different countries in Asia, where people have lived for centuries relying on the bounty of the river. You think about the journey that the water below you has taken, starting as snow in the Himalayas of Tibet, and slowly gaining depth and power as it weaves its way through the continent, passing through China, Laos, Cambodia, and finally Vietnam. How many homes does it pass on its way to the ocean, you wonder? How many mouths does it feed? How many bathe in the refreshing water? You can't even begin to imagine. Soon, it's time for another stop. There is only one cacao farm in this region, and you are about to see it. You arrive at another dock, where the brown of the muddy water blends with the trunks of the trees. You disembark, once again enjoying the contrast between being on water and land. You follow your guide through dirt lanes, looking up at the banana trees and the pinks, reds, and yellows of flowers that surround you. You're climbing slightly in elevation from the low-lying river, though not much. The path arrives at a wooden building bearing a red sign out front with Vietnamese writing. You enter the cacao farm and sit down at a table. A chocolatier brings you hot cocoa and several chocolate samples. Sitting in the shade, being surrounded by the aroma of chocolate is more than relaxing. It's the delicacy of a lifetime. You raise the mug to your lips and take a sip. The taste of dark chocolate runs over your tongue and down your throat. Though it's warm outside, you're not bothered by the temperature of your drink. You'd have glass after glass. It's that good. You smell and taste various cocoa beans and cocoa nibs, each one slightly different than the last, though all having the distinct pleasure of chocolate. The smell engulfs you, releasing endorphins that send you into a deeply relaxed state. The cocoa workshop hides among a sprawling jungle. Trees sprout red and brown cocoa beans all around you. You reach out to touch one. It's about as big as your hand, and some are even larger. The edges are rough on your fingertips. The plant has a strong, bitter scent. A unique contrast with the sweet, hot cocoa you just tasted. Cocoa has been planted here for over 50 years. Chocolate came to Vietnam with the French in the 1960s. And this workshop imported seeds from Malaysia to begin growing chocolate in this region. The plants can take up to 3 years to reach maturity, such that beans will grow. It's not a good business for the instant noodle generation, the chocolatier jokes. It is one that requires patience and watching the plants with love and curiosity. You admire her dedication to the craft. The lowering sun indicates that it's time to leave the cocoa farm and head back to your boat. You meander back down the dirt path, enjoying the cool afternoon shade as the sun hides behind the canopy. You arrive back at your boat and climb aboard, still licking your lips for a lingering taste of chocolate. When you sit down, you realize the rocking of the water now feels just as familiar as solid ground. Your guide removes the canopy of the boat and casts off. With the sky revealed, you have full rein to take in everything around you. You meander through mangroves, looking through the dense green in search of something spectacular. After one turn, you come back out to the main waterway, suddenly revealing wide open space. You can't help but look around. But before you have time to take in the view, you hear a splash in the river beside the boat. It's an Irrawaddy dolphin swimming next to your boat, leaping in and out of the river with joy. Your guide slows down and the dolphin swims closer. The warm colors of the evening sun reflect on its shiny, pale gray skin. It pauses by the boat momentarily, turning its big black puppy dog eyes towards you. Like a child playing in the water, the dolphin splashes beside the boat, laughing and revealing a pink tongue. But before you know it, the dolphin slips back underneath the water and swims off. It's truly a beautiful and unique creature, different than dolphins you're accustomed to, and a rare sighting that you're lucky to have experienced. You lay back in your seat and close your eyes. The cool evening breeze blowing across the river washes over you. And as the sun lowers, you're able to relax more deeply. You allow the excitement of the day to wash away, replaying the images of winding canals filled with flowers and swinging monkeys. The boat rocks gently back and forth as the guide continues on the path to bring you back home. The soft hum of the engine has become more and more comforting to you throughout the day. Soon you will arrive back home, enjoy a freshly cooked dinner, and crawl into your bed. But for now, you're perfectly content to close your eyes where you are, floating on the waters of the Mekong Delta.